USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One student was killed and eight others injured in the nation's latest school shooting incident. This one happening yesterday at STEM School Highlands Ranch near Denver, Colorado. Two suspects who are students at the school are now in custody, an 18-year-old and 17-year-old. The Douglas County Sheriff says it could have been worse had it not been for first responders.
I have to believe that the quick response of the officers that got inside that school helped save lives.
A U.S. House committee will consider contempt of Congress citations for Attorney General William Barr and the Justice Department today, as the department still refusing to honor a subpoena to give the full and unredacted final report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller to the Judiciary Committee. That subpoena also demands all underlying evidence in the report. And this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Six people are dead, including four kids, in a Harlem, New York fire that broke out just before 2 a.m. in a fifth-floor apartment. It's believed the victims were all members of the same family. Cell phone video of a 2015 arrest of an unarmed black woman in Texas who later killed herself in her cell has been released. The 39-second video shot by Sandra Bland shows the now-fired state trooper Brian Encina pull his stun gun and threaten to, quote, light you up during the arrest in Waller County. Attorney Cannon Lambert represents Bland's family.
This video shows that the state trooper was not afraid at all, had no reason to be afraid at all. And he should have been prosecuted because he wasn't afraid and he lied about it.
The officer had said the woman assaulted him and he feared for his life. He later was fired and gave up his law enforcement license but never faced criminal charges. Lyft and Uber drivers are going on strike today. And this is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
Iran says it will no longer fully comply with the nuclear deal it signed with the U.S. and five other nations, an announcement coming today 1 year after President Trump pulled the U.S. out of that agreement. Iran's Supreme National Security Council saying in a statement, the Islamic Republic will no longer abide by limits on keeping enriched uranium and heavy water reserves. Iran says the other nations that signed the 2015 agreement, Britain, Germany, China, Russia, and France, now have 60 days to ease restrictions on its banking and oil industries. The Trump administration is currently working to block all of Iran's oil exports. The Houston area trying to dry out after being struck by flash floods, thunderstorms rolling through that region yesterday, and the mayor said that high water rescue vehicles were dispatched to the Kingwood area, which got 6 inches of rain. The city of Sugarland said that all major roadways were impassable after 7 inches fell there. And there were no winners in last night's Mega Millions drawing, and that means the Mega Millions jackpot has jumped to an estimated $295 million. The cash option on that for any lucky winner would be $181 million. And the next drawing is set for Friday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can find us anytime at all online, of course, at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.